Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's pick up Patty from Virginia. She's got a question about Hashimoto's. Are you there?
Yes, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis and an irregular heartbeat. But what can I take for that?
Well, Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease, as you know. At least that's what it's called in America. The rest of the world doesn't agree with that. The rest of the world feels that all these conditions where you have supposed autoimmunity are driven by infection, most of which are driven by virus. So if I were dealing with Hashimoto's, I would want to get to a QRA practitioner and find out where the infection is and get rid of it, so you don't have to keep dealing with that one, and you wouldn't have to take anything. After a month or two or three, you're finished with this guy. Now, the irregular heartbeat, this has many possibilities. Mm-hmm. How old a woman are you?
54.
And how much do you weigh?
132.
Okay. So, the irregular heartbeat, the most common thing is you've depleted magnesium.
Okay.
And magnesium, sadly, is held in the blood by adrenaline. So, by just taking magnesium, we can't fix the problem. We need to get our adrenals working. Okay. Well, what controls the adrenals? Number one is sleep. We need at least 5+ straight hours of sleep, not waking, not getting up. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Sometimes I do, but most of,
in a 7-day week, how many days would you be able to do that, Patty?
3 days, three times a week.
Okay, that's the biggie. So we need to fix that. What gets you up? Do you have to urinate or what?
No, I just wake up.
Okay, that's your digestion then.
Right.
You wake up like for no reason, right?
For no reason, or maybe a night sweat.
A night sweat. Like, you mean, are you having hot flashes?
Well, only some. They're mild. Yes.
But they wake you. That's not so mild. If you wake up, it's not mild.
Okay.
But I love your attitude. You want to dismiss the symptom. God bless you. I do too. However, it's messing you up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to say hot flash. So let me come back to the hot flash, okay? So let's focus on the one I can knock out right away. That's the digestion.
All right.
Once you pass about age 40 to 45, 50, digestion goes south pretty nastily. So one of the things, you have several choices. You could make your main meal of the day earlier, like lunch. But if you're trying to meet your husband and you got your family, that doesn't work. So then we go to option two, which is a digestant. So the first thing we do is get you on what's called the HCL detox kit. And at your body weight and your age, you're going to need about 2, maximum 3 HCL and maybe 1 to 2 activator. I would use more HCL if you eat meat or fish or poultry, less if you don't.
Okay.
And you do this at end of meals.
Okay.
Then with the meal, you would take 1 to 2 quantum digest. Your body size is right in the middle of everything. So you're a little too much for one. You're a little too less for two. So you get the booby prize. You have to take 1 if you don't eat meat or fish or poultry, 2 if you do.
Okay.
And so you just have to be a little smarter than the average user.
Okay.
That should, within, 3-4 days, you no longer wake up for no reason.
Okay.
Now, if you're using it and you're still waking up, go to the higher amount. Go to the 3-HCL, the 2-activator, the 2-digest, see if it works, okay?
Okay.
Now we got that. Now let's come back to this hot flashing. This is a condition where in perimenopause, are you menopausal or perimenopausal? Are you still menstruating?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
You don't? Okay, so you're menopausal. So usually this means you have unopposed estrogen that the liver can't conjugate. So we have two choices. The choice one is you can go on something called rejuvenation cream. And I'd recommend this anyway because this keeps the moisture in the skin. It'll keep you from having sagging neck and chin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And you know, women, that's a big deal. How you look is a big deal. So you would take a 1/4 teaspoon morning and night. For 2 months, on the face and neck, same spot all the time. After the 2 months, you're going to use a 1/4 teaspoon AM only.
Okay.
Now, that should also give you a good sense of well-being, and it should be a good kick in the pants against the hot flashing. But the thing about the hot flashing is liver is involved.
Okay.
And whenever we have liver involved, America, our food is very toxic. So if this is not enough, then we're going to need to clean that liver up a bit. So we have several choices. You can try the supplement way out, and that would be to go on something called Max Stress B. And you could start with a half teaspoon. You could build up to, say, one or even two teaspoons a day. That'll give you tons of energy. It'll boost adrenaline, so it'll hold magnesium. But it also may detox the liver enough so you don't have another hot flash the rest of your life.
Okay.
If that's the case, we're done. If not, if you're in the booby pies category, then you may have to do some coffee enemas to get the crud off the liver. So, but what you do is you just upstage this thing. You just up the ante as necessary. Step one is digestion. I have seen hundreds of women where they get the digestion fixed. They're happy. They sleep. Everything's gone. The heck with everything else. I worry about you being one of those. You may be. If you're not far enough along, Rejuve Cream. If that does the job, you're done. If not, step three, Max Stress V. If not, then you go to coffee enemas.
Right, because I do deal with IBS
sometimes. IBS, okay. Now, that's slightly different. I'm hoping it's just your digestion.
Right.
If it is not, you could have infection in the intestine. So if that were to persist, then you would want to call back and get a QRA practitioner number.
Okay.
Good talking to you. I made notes on everything, so if you can't write as fast as me, you can just buzz in, and they'll pull the notes and go back over it with you, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Right.
Give me a call and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Okay.